ప్రభుపాదకి భువన మంగళ హరినామ సంకీర్తన భాగవతం కి సమవేత భక్త బృందకి కృతాయ గౌర శతనాత్మానందే ఓం అజ్ఞానత మిరంధస్య జ్ఞానందన శలాకయ చక్షురోన్మిలితం తేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాభీష్టం స్థాపితం జన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదామయం తదాపిశ్వపదాంకితం వందేహం శ్రీ గురవ్ శ్రీయుత పదకమలం శ్రీ గురూన్ వైష్ణవాంశ శ్రీరూపం సగ్రదాతం సహగణా రఘునాథానితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిగణా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్యం దేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణ పాదా సహగణా లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖామితాశ్చ వంశాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః నమావం విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినే నామే నమస్తే సారస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాన్వితి ప్రసారిణే నిర్విశేష శృంగవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశసారిణే జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య So today we listen from Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 3, canto 3, chapter 5, text 25, on the subject matter, Vidura starts with Maitreya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. సంద్రష్టు శక్తి సదసత్ ఆత్మికా మాయ నామ మహాభాగ దైదం నిర్మమే
విభో
సావైతస్య సంద్రష్టు శక్తి సదసత్ ఆత్మికా మాయ నామ మహాభాగ భయదం నిర్మమం విభో సావైతస్య సంద్రష్టు శక్తి సదసదాత్మికా మాయ నామ మహాభాగ భయదం నిర్మమే విభో
సాయ 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 సాయ
माता जी Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The Lord is the seer and external energy which is seen works as both cause and effect in the cosmic manifestation. O greatly fortunate Vidura, this external energy is known as Maya or illusion, and through her agency only is the entire material manifestation made possible. Purport. The material nature known as Maya is both material and efficient cause of the cosmos. But in the background, the Lord is the consciousness for all activities. As in the individual body, the consciousness is the source of all energies of the body, so the supreme consciousness of the Lord is the source of all energies in material nature. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita chapter 9, text 10 as follows. माया धक्षण प्रकृति श्वेते सचराचरम हेतुना कौंते जगत विपरिवर्तते. थ्रू आउट ऑल द एनर्जीज ऑफ मटेरियल नेचर देयर इज द हैंड ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड एज द फाइनल सुपरिंटेंडेंट. ड्यू टू द सुप्रीम कॉज ओनली द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ मटेरियल नेचर अपीयर प्लान्ड एंड सिस्टमेटिक एंड ऑल थिंग्स रेगुलरली एवल्व. दस इज एंड ऑफ द पर्पट बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद. So this verse speaks about the illusory energy of Krishna, which is known as Maya. So today we'll discuss about Maya. Though Maya word is not known to all the people in the world, especially they're out of India, but Maya is very common word in India, people don't know. But not as they exactly in general sense what Maya is known by people, the meaning of Maya is not limited to that. Now also there is some Maya civilization. To go to internet, there is a Maya civilization. They said 2012 everything will finish in South America, Maya civilization. So when I joined ISKCON like 30 years before, in 78, that time the Maya word was very much used. I remember if you get up late, oh Prabhu, you are in Maya Prabhu. Or leave some process, whatever you do wrong, anything you do wrong, you are in, you are in Maya Prabhu. So I can say we used to hear Maya words more than Krishna words. Anything wrong, according to the in charge. He says anything wrong, oh you are Prabhu, Maya, you are Maya Prabhu. It is like that. It's true, Maya has different meanings. Maya means we know illusory energy of Krishna, who is under illusion, oh he is Maya. Or who is not a Krishna Bhakta, he is Maya. And Maya has very greater role also in this creation. So before I get into that, I'll just tell you different meaning of Maya. Just like in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna saying, Ajo Pishan Abhayatma Bhutanang Ishwar Pishan Prakritin Swadhisthaya Sambhavami Atma Maya. Atma Maya. Krishna saying, Naham Prakasa Sarvasa Yoga Maya Samabritam Maya Aparita Jnana. Then Krishna, Daihyesa Gunamai Mam Maya. The same word Maya has been used in different places. Even if in one place where it has been explained as that Ajo Pishan Abhyatma Bhutanang Ishwar Pishan प्रकृति अधिष्ठाय संभवामि आत्ममाया आई मैनिफेस्ट बाय आत्ममाया बिकॉज द अपीयरेंस ऑफ सुप्रीम पर्सनल ऑफ गॉडहेड इज वेरी कंफ्यूजिंग सब्जेक्ट मैटर ईच एंड एवरी आचार्य सो मच एलाबोरेट एक्सप्लेनेशन टू दिस वर्ड माया व्हाट इज माया माया डज नॉट मीन ओनली इल्यूजन माया इज नॉट ओनली इग्नोरेंस माया से आत्म माया मीन्स आई एम अपीयरिंग बाय आत्म माया माया मीन्स इच्छा माई डिजायर बाय माई स्वीट डिजायर आई एम अपीयरिंग दैट इज वन मीनिंग ऑफ माया मीन्स डिजायर संभवामि आत्म माया माया मीन्स कृपा मर्सी आई एम अपीयरिंग बींग मर्सीफुल अपन दि फॉलन लिविंग एंटिटीज माया माया मीन्स ज्ञान संभवामि आत्म माया सज्ञान विथ फुल नॉलेज आई एम अपीयरिंग इन दिस मेटेरियल वर्ल्ड सो दिस वन वर्ड गिव सो मेनी डिफरेंट मीनिंग्स माया डज नॉट मीन ओनली somebody get up let oh you're in maya prabhu so many different meaning but you have to understand why it is used for which purpose maya also energy in sandarbha krishna sandarbha bhagavat sandarbha jiva goswami explain different meaning of maya maya means energy maya means desire maya means swarup shakti that is also maya swarup shakti internal potency chit shakti that is also maya and maya also pratarana shakti the cheating potency of the supreme personality of godhead maya means kripa shakti maya means dambha pride that is also maya and maya means jnana knowledge maya means ignorance and maya means also jnana knowledge and maya means knowledge of inquisitiveness because he is in the maya this knowledge of inquisitiveness then maya means buddhi the intelligence since you say maya means also trigunatmika maya that is also daitiyesa gunamayi mahamaya duratya the trigunatmika maya that is also maya then maya means also gunamaya or pradhan that is sukma prakriti before the cosmic manifestations manifest the sukma prakriti that is also maya so maya means also as you know from Srimad Bhagavatam chatushloki bhagavat narayan explaining to brahma about this maya what is the maya ritam artham tat pratyate na pratyate chatmani tat vidyat atmanam mayam tathabhas tathatmah another interesting real meaning of maya is what appears to be truth whether to me is certainly my illusory energy if you find some value with something that is not related to krishna for nothing can exist without him everything exists only because of him his internal energy external energy yoga maya mahamaya So it is like a reflection of real light in the shadows. For in the light, there is neither shadow nor reflection. And Prabhupada saying the literal meaning of Maya. Ma means not. Ya means this. So Maya means not this. Not this, not this, Maya. And Srila Prabhupada also, in his purport, he is saying, Maya means the false concept. That anything can exist for the Lord Krishna or for any purpose other than the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. So these are the so many different meaning of Maya. So now we are going to discuss. There are so many meanings. But what is the general meaning of Maya? Just like Maya means fast, Maya means Shakti, the energy. So Lord has energy थ्री कैटेगरी एनर्जी चित शक्ति जीव शक्ति माया शक्ति ऑल आर माया इफ यू टेक द मीनिंग ऑफ माया इज एनर्जी चित शक्ति स्वरूप शक्ति or antaranga shakti, that is also maya. We take energy as the meaning, maya, not a chit shakti. Then there is jiva shakti, that which is tatastha shakti, jiva shakti. Then there is bahiranga, external energy. But that specifically told in Shastra, this is maya shakti. Chit shakti, jiva shakti and maya shakti. The three shaktis are there. So though there is yoga maya and maha maya, when we say maya, then generally we understand the illusory energy or Mahamaya, energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So from Srimad Bhagavatam, I'll just give a brief explanation of this Mahamaya. You see, living entities in spiritual world, Shastra Prabhupada saying, when we came, how we came, don't try to ask this question, don't try to find answer to this question. But we know, Shastra says, why we are coming here? Krishna bhuli jayati bhagavan cha kare nikatastha mayatare jhapatyata. This is the reason given when any time living entity develops desire to enjoy forgetting Krishna, then maya catches him. Okay, when you are in spiritual world, that is Radha Madhava ki. When you are in spiritual world, we are enjoying there with Krishna. But there are khara and akhara. The living entity, some living entities have propensity to fall. That measurement develop this desire. Then let me see how this material world is. Let me have taste. No? So it falls down to this. But when it comes to this material world, what happens? This material world is full of misery, sufferings. Dukkhalam, asasatam. Shankaracharya saying, punarapi janamam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jatharasayanam. Krishna saying, janma mrityu jarabadi dukkha dasan darsanam. The trita klesh, the sansar davanala. You are burning in fire in this material world. We are all into the fire in this material world. But interesting thing is, okay, by mistake we came here, but now we are burning. But none of us, we want to go back to Godhead. We want to go free from this fire. Why is that? You put fire, a house, put fire. There's a house in fire. And you take 5-10 people, throw them into fire. What they'll do? What they'll do? They'll run away, na? Do you have to go and give seminar to them? Please run away from here. You have to give Bhagavad class. No, they're simply run away. You don't have to give slide presentation, seminars, explain them. Please run away from this place, run away from this place. That doesn't happen there. They just run away. But why who don't run away? Why would we? No, no, let me stay here to meet you all. The whole science working behind this. And Prabhupada saying, yes, this Mahamaya works. The Mahamaya has two aspects. Mahamaya has two aspects. The energy, that is energy or maya, chit shakti, then jiva shakti, maya shakti. This maya has two aspects. That is said, one maya is known as prakshepatmika shakti. Prabhupada's explaining, prakshepatmika. That shakti prakshepa means thrust to this material world, prakshepatmika shakti. But once living entity understand, oh, so much suffering, very quickly they'll run away. There is abharanatmika shakti, which covers the intelligence of the living entity. So as a result, asatyare satyakare mane, but not to be truth, he thinks it's truth. Then not suffering though is enjoyment. This concept comes from this specific component of maya. And it has been explained in scriptures that two kinds of maya, there is the jiva maya and guna maya. There is some terminology you have to remember. Jiva maya and guna maya. What is jiva maya function? Jiva Maya covers the intelligence of the living entities. Jiva Maya. And Jiva Maya, there are two kinds of Jiva Maya. One is Aparanatmika, another is Vikshepatmika. Aparna means covers. The Jiva Maya, Aparanatmika Jiva Maya, it covers the intelligence, jnana. What jnana? What intelligence? A Swarup jnana. It covers the intelligence, jnana. What jnana? A Swarup jnana is covered. So as a result, first step, living entity doesn't understand who he is. That is called by Avaranatmika Shakti. Then Vikshepatmika Shakti works. So what is the function of Vikshepatmika Shakti? One Shakti, one Maya, covers our intelligence and doesn't allow us to understand our Swarup Jnana. The other one is sitting there, Vikshep. Vikshep means diverts your attention, Vikshepatmika. Diverts your attention to body, to matter. Just like Brahma in his prayer saying, Bhayam Ditya Abhinivasatasya Isha Patasya Viparjaya Smritaha Tat Maya. Because of his Maya, Bhayam Ditya Abhinivasatasya Isha Patasya Viparjaya Smritaha. When the living entity, by Maya, energy of Krishna, Abhinivasa, Ditya Abhinivasa, his concentration, meditation should go on Krishna. But this Vikshepatmika Shakti diverts their attention to secondary object, Ditya, means secondary object, this material world. As a result, the living entity develops intelligence, understanding that the body is everything and satisfaction body of my body is everything. This is how the two mayas, they work. So this is Jiva Maya. Is you know not that Jiva Maya and Guna Maya, I have told you. Jiva Maya, for everything in this material world, in this creation, Chaitanya Charitamrita Krishnadas Kavraj Goswami explaining, is a Nimitta Karana and Upadana Karana. Upadana means the ingredients and Nimitta means the cause. I'll give you an example to understand. Just like in a clay pot, the potter making a clay pot. So to make clay pot, he needs ingredients. What are the ingredients for making clay pot? The water and the earth, or clay. Two ingredients. That is upadana, karana. Same way, the clay pot is made by two things. By the wheel, chakra, and the potter is there. The potter and wheel, they are known as nimitta karana. And the clay and the water, they are known as upadana karana, that ingredients. The same with this material world also created two things, upadana karana ingredients, and there is reason also. This maya shakti, jiva maya, is the nimitta karana, just like the potter and the chakra. They are behind. So that is like Sri, Bhu and Durga. By Sri Shakti, all maintenance takes place. By Bhu Shakti, all creation takes place. And Durga Shakti, Sangharika Shakti, all annihilation takes place. So that is Jiva Maya. And Guna Maya is Raja Guna, Tama Guna and Sakta Guna. This is Guna Maya. They create ingredients. That Upadana, Karana, ingredients. Just as you have heard from Srimad Bhagavatam, before this material cosmic manifestation comes to existence, everything is Sukma Prakriti, Maya Dakshana Prakriti, Sweta Sacharacharam, everything by my Ichana. Lord, he put his glance to pregnant, Sukma Prakriti. And the Sukma Prakriti Pradhan, then comes Mahatattva. And Mahatattva comes Ahankar Tattva. And three kinds of Ahankar Tattva, Sattvik, Rajasik and Tamasik, Vaikarik, Tejasa, and the Tamasa. And from there, all the Khiti, Aptel, Marutvam, Earth, Water, Air, Fire, Ether, Mind, all these things manifest. So these are ingredients. This I give a brief explanation of the greatness of this Maya. How does great role this whole creation, maintenance and annihilation of this material world. So as I was explaining to you, the Maya is such a thing, we get into it, very difficult to give up. Why that happens? Why can't we give up Maya? I'll give an example. There is a man who is very hungry. For few days he has nothing to eat. So he is getting a lot of stomach pain. So when you get stomach pain, what you do? You put a pillow and press the stomach, no? So that you get relief from stomach pain. This person went to a temple, and there's a pillar. He was holding the pillar like this, pressing his belly to the pillar. So when he pressed his belly to the pillar, so his pain reduced, he's standing like that. And after some time, he saw one lady coming from the temple, carrying some pop rice in her hand. And then this man said, "Oh, my mom, my mother, please, I'm very hungry." He's holding like this. "Please give me something to eat." The lady said, "Yes, please take something to eat." He's holding like this. The lady said, "Please show your hand. Leave the pillar." No, I can't leave the pillar. Why? No, because the relief he's getting from his pain, he's thinking, if I leave this pillar, I'll get pain. He doesn't understand. He may get temporary pain by leaving the pillar, but his disease will be cured. He doesn't understand that. He said, no, I can't leave this pillar. This is what happened to us. He's holding like this, and he's saying, "Okay, give me pop rice here." So she put pop rice here. Now how you leave? The pillar is there. He can bring like this. And if he leave his hand, all pop rice will fall down. So he gets stuck. Even if he has everything, still he can't become free. So living in our case is like this. So Maya is designed in such a way, all tribulations we have put into is some temporary relief. And we think that is what it is. We don't have to give that up. No, there is a better way. You can get pop rice free from stomach relief. But this temporary relief we are getting, we don't want to give that up. This is another trick of Maya. As Prabhupada giving a nice example, well-known example. But how? When we are suffering, we see some hope of enjoyment. Just like the example of Prabhupada asked donkey, very lazy fellow. He doesn't like to work at all. The washerman will put one bundle of cloth, heavy bundle of cloth on his back and beat him. He's so lazy, he will not walk one step even. Then what the washerman will do? Put a stick on top of his head. 1 foot ahead, will make him, he'll hang one bunch of green grass. Then this he asks, "Wow, nice green grass." Even very lazy, he will think that if I walk one step ahead, I'll get this grass. So he'll put one step ahead. Then what will happen? He'll get the grass. The grass will go one step ahead. The same way, Maya is putting this carrot, they say in English, and this green grass, and making us to walk life after life and life after life. Maya is very interesting subject matter. Now how we get into Maya? We can't understand it. All of a sudden we'll see, we'll find we're in Maya one day. Once Narada Muni went to Vaikuntha to find out what is Maya. Then he went to Narayan. So Narayan was very busy in his office work, not big maintenance. So he's gone the whole universe. So his secretary said, "You wait for some time. Narayan finishes office work, he'll talk to you." For Narayan doesn't take much time. He quickly finished work. He said, "Okay, Narad, what can I do for you?" Then Narad said, "Oh my Lord, I just came from material world. I saw your Maya Shakti is working there. What is Maya? Can you make me understand what is Maya is all about?" Then Narayan said, "Oh my dear Narad, whole day I was busy in office. I was too tired. So what we can do? Let us have a walk. While you are walking, I'll explain you about the Maya." Then Narayan And Narad Muni, they started to walk on the street in Vaikuntha. Then Narad could see that there is a very nice area, nice roads, both sides, forest, and birds, chirping birds, and flowers, fruits, very nice environment. But they were walking, there was a crossing place, two roads crossing. At the crossing place, Narad felt very thirsty. So Narad asked Narayan, "My Lord, can I get some water nearby here? I'm feeling very thirsty." After some Golok Vrindavan, there is no tubewell, no tap to drink water. Narayan said, "Oh, there is nothing here. But if you want to drink, you can go nearby this river. Go to the river, drink some water and come back. I am waiting for you. On this square, I am sitting here. You go drink water and come back." So Narad Muni went to drink water from the river. So he had to bend down, pick up the water. Just was about to drink, somebody called from his bed, "Oh, Narad Muni, Narad Muni, wait a minute. So Narad Muni threw that water and looked back. So that's a tribal man. He said, "Oh, Narad Muni, you are here. You are taking so much trouble to drink this water from the river. Why don't you come to my house? I have very nice cool water. From clay jug I have kept, I'll feed you. So I'll give you to drink as nice water." Then Narad Muni thought, "Oh, that is a very good idea. Why take so much trouble to drink water like this? Let him go comfortably drink some water in his house." So he went to his house. Then when he reached there, then this tribal man said, "Oh, Narad Muni, after so long time you have come to my house. How can I let you go just by drinking some water? Please wait a few minutes. I'll run to the forest, bring some fruits for you. When you eat fruit, then drink water." Then Narad Muni said, "Oh, it's a very good idea. I can eat fruit and drink water." And Narayan is sitting there on the square waiting for Narad Muni. Then this tribal man, he had a daughter. He told his daughter, "Oh, Sadhu Baba has come, Narad Muni. You take care of him nicely, you do nice service, do fanning to him." So she was serving very sincerely. So in the meantime, Narad Muni was attracted to this girl. So when her father came back, Narad Muni said that, "If you don't mind, I have one proposal for you." "So what is the proposal?" "If you don't mind, I can marry your daughter." Then tribal man said, Oh Bhagya, I am so fortunate. My daughter will marry Devasi Narad. I am very fortunate, of course, definitely. So he will love Narad. And he stayed there in that house, tribal man's house. And Narayan waiting at the square. Narad went to drink some water. So Narad is very busy in household activities. Now he has to go to plow the field. He has to carry the plow and harvest the crops. All kinds of activities. He is busy day and night. In the meantime, he has begot one son also from the tribal girl, one son. So one day, inside the house, they are living on the bank of the river. And their courtyard was just on the bank of the river. Inside the house, they are husking the paddy. Now in India, they have special machine, wooden machine. One by the leg, you press it by your feet, you go up and husk the paddy, like this. So both were husking the paddy. And the boy was playing out in the courtyard, the bank of the river. Then something they could hear, something fell into the river. And Narad Muni's wife said, "Hey, something fell, maybe our son fell into the river. Please go check." Narad Muni said, "Oh, no, why our son? Something must be." But mother Sahad is very soft. She could not tolerate. She said, no, let me go see. And what happened? Then she went outside. Narad Muni was inside. Then after some time, Narad Muni could hear more bigger sound came out, as if somebody else fell outside the river. Then Narad Muni said, "What is going on?" So he went outside. Then he saw his wife and son both are drowning in the water. Both are falling into water. So Narad Muni became very worried. What to do? How to save them? When Narad Muni thought, anyway, the son will die. Let son die at least. I rescue my wife, I'll have more sons, no problem. So he wanted to save his wife. His wife is floating in the water. Narad Muni not jumping into water to save her. He's walking by the side of the river. He has stopped chanting Narayan, but the Veena is there, the instrument, Veena, Jantra. The Veena is at the one side, the sticks comes like this, you know, two, three sticks. He is holding the Veena, trying to pull the hair of that lady, not to rescue. So the lady is floating, Narada is walking, the bank of the river, going, at one place, there's a landsliding, so Narada fell into the river also. So Narada fell into the river, he's drowning, drinking water. So he just shouted, Narayan, Narayan! He shouted like that. So when he shouted, then he saw. There's no mother, there's no son, nobody's drowning. He's standing at the same place, which place he first went to drink the water. He's standing there alone. Nothing is there. And next to him, Narayan is standing next to him. And Narayan tapping from behind Narada Muni. Now you understand what is Maya? This is Maya, how works. You came to drink water, then you went to fruits, then you married, then you get some. This is how Maya is very expert. Maya works very expertly. That's what Krishna is saying. Daldiya sa gunamayi mahamaya dharatya. This Maya is so powerful. Ujjanti jata suraya. How to speak of ordinary living entities. Suraya, great demigods. Brahma got bewildered. Indra become bewildered. Shiva becomes bewildered. Big rishis. Saubharamani, 60,000 years sitting under the water, just imagine. What control he had on his senses. Just by seeing the union of two fishes, finish. Just finish. Mujjanti jatasuraya. Munarapi mati brahma. Great muni rishis. They also get bewildered. They also get bewildered. What is the ordinary living entities? I'll give one example of the Jaimini Rishi, when Vyasadeva narrating him the power of Maya, how powerful Maya is. So the Munarabhi Mati Brahma, that Muni Rishis, they get bewildered. They fall into Maya. And Jaimini Rishi said, what? We are great Muni Rishi, we also fall into Maya. I don't accept it. Then Vyasadeva said, Jaimini, whatever I say, you just write it. Then Jaimini, no, I don't believe, how can I write it? I will not write these things, they are dictating, no? Then Vyasadeva said, okay, you go to your house, tomorrow you come back. So Jaimini Rishi, he went to his ashram in the middle of the forest. So midnight, huge storm, rain, storm, lightning, huge sound. And Jaimini heard somebody screaming, oh, protect me, protect me, protect me. Screaming, some lady was shouting and screaming. And Jaimini thought, what is happening? Just to see, to know what is going on. Just open his window. So when he opened his window, the dark night, that time there's lightning, you know. That lightning he saw, that the lady, very helplessly, she's shouting and screaming, help me, help me, help me. Then Jaimini Rishi went out, said, how can I help you? Said, this midnight horsa like, why need some shelter? Jaimini said, okay, come to my ashram, you stay in one room. Then he gave one room to her, and Jaimini Rishi instructed her, night time, don't open the door. Close it tightly. Anybody comes, don't open the door. If I will call you, still you don't open the door. When daytime comes, open the door, then you will go. Stay there, okay? Lady closed the door and stayed inside. Then Jaimini Rishi went to sleep. But he's trying to sleep, but he could not sleep. Why you know he could not sleep? He could not sleep because that lady was coming in his mind again and again. He saw nicely that lady's figure like this, lightning time, that much. And that much entered into his head so seriously. He was trying to sleep, but he was not able to sleep. He wanted to enjoy that lady. Then finally, he came to the door of that lady, the room she was staying, banging at the door. Hey, open the door, open the door. She said, no, I will not open the door. Hey, no, open the door, open the door. So no, Jaimini has said, I will not open the door, he's saying. Jaimini said, I am Jaimini, I am telling you open the door. She said, Jani has told me, even if Jani will come, I will open the door. Then Jani, he said, no, no, you must open the door. Then finally she opened the door. Then Jani went inside and told him, I have one proposal for you. You want to marry me? He said, yes, I will marry you. But I have one condition. The condition is, you see, few kilometers from here, there is Durga Mandir. The condition is, I had a condition, whoever will marry me, he has to do one job. What is that job? But he has to crawl on the ground like a horse. And I sit on top of him. So you have to crawl like a horse. I'll sit on top of you. You have to carry me to that Durga Mandir. Then you will be qualified to marry me. Jaimini said, oh, this must not be a big problem. I'll do it, no problem. Then immediately he acted like a horse and his fat lady sat on top of him. And dark night, so much thorn, stone, Jaimini see carrying this lady, you know, so much trouble, and struggling and so much bleeding. But somehow he managed. He managed up this Durga temple. By that time, almost end of the night, light is light, you can see. Jaimini is very happy. Oh, I have made it. I made it. Now I will marry this lady. So when he reached the temple, this lady stood up. Then Jaimini said, I did my job. Now she is my wife. So very gladly, now very happy, very happy. He just went to embrace this lady. When he went to embrace this lady, then he found this lady has a long beard. It looked very nice to meet this lady. And Jaimini this he found, he has a Vyasadev himself. Says Vyasadev. Then Vyasadev said, she looks so embarrassed to see Vyasadev. Then Vyasadev said, Jaimini, are you ready now to write that line I told you? That we do not accept Munarati Matya Brahma. All get Muni received, also get affected by this. So do you not accept that? Are you ready to accept my? Yes, yes, Gurudev, right now I will write it. So the Maya works. Maya works on each and every living entity, great personality, and also Maya works on Krishna. Very interesting. Maya works on Krishna. Have you imagined? We know the demons, they don't know Krishna as God. That everybody know. Demons, they don't know Krishna as God. The pure devotee, topmost purest devotee, Brajavasis, they don't know Krishna as God. Krishna himself, he doesn't know that he is God. But still he is God. Very interesting subject matter. Demons, they don't know Krishna is God. Brajavasis, they don't know Krishna is God. Krishna himself, he doesn't know he is God also. How this works? Maya also works there. When Maya works upon us, we say, oh, we are bewildered. Isn't it? The living entities are bewildered. When it works upon Krishna, we say, oh, he is enchanted by Maya. He is not bewildered, he is enchanted. He is overwhelmed by Maya. But this Maya, what is used for both cases, but there is a big difference. Maya works upon the living entity and is a Swarup Shakti, Yoga Maya, Atma Maya, or Antaranga Shakti, Swarup Shakti, that is within him. He is not depending upon something, he is not affected by some energy, external energy. It is within him, which is helping him for his past times. That is a big difference. Mahamaya and Yoga Maya. The Prabhupada explained in the same thing, just like electricity. How you use it? You can use it for refrigerator cooling and use it for iron, very heat also. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also explaining, when Parvati came to Antardip, to Srimantardip, he explained the whole philosophy of Maya, how it works. Same, two sides of the coin. And Bhagavatam also, Tathasvamaki Bhagavatam explains, what is the Maya? Anything you deduct from me, that is Maya. Anything connect to me, that is Maya. The material world is not Maya. మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ ఇస్ నాట్ మాయా. బట్ టు థింక్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ సెపరేట్ ఫ్రమ్ కృష్ణ, దట్ ఈస్ మాయా. దిస్ ఇల్యూజన్. వాట్ ఈస్ ఇల్యూజన్? మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ ఇస్ నాట్ ఇల్యూజన్. బట్ టు థింక్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ ఇస్ సెపరేట్ ఫ్రమ్ కృష్ణ, దట్ ఈస్ ఇల్యూజన్. వెరీ క్లియర్లీ దిస్ హ్యాస్ బీన్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్. ద లాస్ట్ థింగ్ అంటర్ అండ్ జస్ట్ గివ్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ప్రభుపాద్ హాస్ గివెన్ టు మేక్ అస్ అండర్స్టాండ్ హౌ సేమ్ మాయా విచ్ వర్క్స్ అస్ అపన్ అస్ అండ్ సేమ్ మాయా వర్క్స్ ఇన్ స్పిరిచువల్ వరల్డ్, వర్క్స్ అపన్ కృష్ణ, వర్క్స్ అపన్ హిస్ డివోటీ ఇన్ ఎ డిఫరెంట్ వే. ప్రభుపాద్ హాస్ గివెన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ దిస్. జస్ట్ లైక్ ఈ చిల్డ్రన్స్, వన్ బ్లైండ్ మ్యాన్, వన్ బ్లైండ్ మ్యాన్ కెనాట్ సీ, వన్ బ్లైండ్ మ్యాన్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు సీ. ఫర్ చిల్డ్రన్ వన్ దే ప్లే హైడ్ అండ్ సీక్, దెన్ వన్ చైల్డ్ హ్యాస్ క్లోజ్ హిస్ ఐస్, దట్ టైమ్ హీస్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు సీ. ఇన్ బోత్ కేస్ బ్లైండ్ మ్యాన్ కెనాట్ సీ అండ్ ద చైల్డ్ హూ ఇస్ క్లోజింగ్ హిస్ ఐస్ హీ కెనాట్ సీ. బోత్ ఆర్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు సీ. ది బిగ్ డిఫరెన్స్ ఇట్ బిగ్ డిఫరెన్స్ బ్లైండ్ మ్యాన్ ఇస్ ఫస్ట్ అండ్ దిస్ బాయ్ టు ఎంజాయ్ హిస్ క్లోజింగ్ హిస్ ఐస్ బై హిస్ ఓన్ హ్యాండ్. సో కృష్ణాస్ కేస్ హ్యాపన్స్ లైక్ దాట్. కృష్ణ డజన్ నో హిస్ భగవాన్. ద బెటర్ ఎంజాయ్మెంట్ అండ్ దట్ కమ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ స్వరూప్ శక్తి, నాట్ ఫ్రమ్ ఎక్స్టర్నల్ ఎనర్జీ యాక్టింగ్ అపాన్ హిమ్, దట్ ఇస్ ఫ్రమ్ ద స్వరూప్ శక్తి. సో ఇన్ దిస్ వే ఫ్రమ్ అవర్ డిస్కషన్స్ టుడే యు నో ఎనర్జీ మీన్ చిత్ శక్తి, ఎనర్జీ మీన్స్ జీవశక్తి అండ్ మాయాశక్తి. మాయాశక్తి హాస్ టూ కంపోనెంట్స్, జీవమాయ అండ్ గుణమాయ. జీవమాయ హాస్ టూ థింగ్స్, ఆవరణాత్మక అండ్ విక్షేపాత్మక. హౌ ఇట్ వర్క్స్ ఇన్ స్పిరిచువల్ వరల్డ్, దిస్ మాయా ఇస్ సో పవర్ఫుల్. స్టార్టింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద ఆర్డినరీ లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీస్, ఆల్ ది గ్రేట్ పర్సనాలిటీ లైక్ శివ, బ్రహ్మ ఆల్సో గెట్ ఇన్ఫ్లుయెన్స్ బై మాయా. అండ్ మాయా అనదర్ ఆస్పెక్ట్స్ ఆల్ సువర్క్స్ అండ్ సుప్రీమ్ పర్సనాలిటీ గాడ్ హెడ్ ఇన్ స్పెక్టాక్యులర్ వే, దట్ వండర్ఫుల్ వే. ఇఫ్ ఈ ది దిస్ మహామాయా వర్క్స్ ఇన్ సచ్ ఏ వండర్ఫుల్ వే, జస్ట్ ఇమాజిన్ హౌ నైస్ అండ్ హౌ వండర్ఫుల్ ది యోగమాయ మస్ట్ బి వర్కింగ్ విచ్ ఇస్ డైరెక్ట్లీ ఇన్ ది సర్వీస్ ఆఫ్ ది సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్. జయ మహాదేవికి, జయ భగవాన్ కృష్ణకి. సో దేర్ ఆర్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ థింగ్స్ అవర్ దిస్ మాయా, దట్స్ ఐ కృష్ణ సేయింగ్. జస్ట్ బై అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ది ఆస్పెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ మాయాశక్తి వన్ విల్ గో బ్యాక్ టు గాడ్ హెడ్. బట్ ఇట్ నాట్ సో ఈజీ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ మాయాశక్తి. హౌ టు స్పీక్ అప్ భగవాన్, వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ భగవాన్. వన్స్ బ్రహ్మ వాజ్ డూయింగ్ తపస్య ఫర్ 100 ఇయర్స్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ భగవాన్. ఆఫ్టర్ 100 ఇయర్స్ ఇస్ ఇట్ ఓహ్, ఆఫ్టర్ 100 ఇయర్స్ నౌ ఐ హావ్ అండర్స్టాండ్ భగవాన్. సో నారాయణ అప్పియర్డ్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ హిమ్, నాట్ బ్రహ్మ యూ హ్యావ్ అండర్స్టుడ్ మీ, అండర్స్టుడ్ భగవాన్, ఎస్ ఐ హావ్ అండర్స్టుడ్. వాట్ ఐ హావ్ అండర్స్టుడ్? ఐ హావ్ అండర్స్టుడ్ ఆఫ్టర్ 100 ఇయర్స్ తపస్య దట్ ఐ క్యాన్ నెవర్ అండర్స్టాండ్ యూ. So this is the kind of things, don't try to understand him. He can't understand his maya shakti. Sometimes I think maya is never looking at us. Maya by her associates, by her chela, chellis, finish us. But maya will never look at us. We will get out of maya, that level, take our head out, then maya will look like this, get down. This is our situation. So understanding this power of maya, then pure devotee just lift, give up all the hopes, simply surrender to Krishna. That's why Krishna says, Daiviyesa gunamai maamaya durataya maam ebamje prapadyante maya metam tarak. Very simple principle. Simply surrender unto me. Otherwise there is no question. Thank you all very much for attending the hearing. So I take opportunity to tell you why I chose this topic Maya today. Last year, if any of you were here, I was giving a class on death that day. So I was trying to write a book on death. So that time I begged blessings of our devotees, please bless me so that I can complete this book. By your blessings, the death book has been completed. The final call. This book name is very horrible and it's not so pleasant. I tell this book unpresentable book. I feel also somebody I want to get, I get a final call death. I feel, but inside subject matter is very sweet. in life. And I am working on a book on Maya. And you see how vast the subject matter is once you enter into Maya. you will really enter into Maya. So I beg blessings of all assembled Vaishnavas. Please bless and pray for me that I can complete this book so we all can share this book. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Jai Sri Prabhupada.